Noah, what is the Reno Downtown Action Plan and what is it going to do?
Well, so there's a lot in this plan. The document itself is nearly 180 pages long, so there's a lot to unpack. It was put together by a company named Progressive Urban Management Associates, or PUMA, which has done this type of work for several cities across the country. Bradley Siegel is the president, and he presented this plan to council. This is what he says the ultimate goal is for downtown Reno.
We're hoping that this plan provides a framework and provides a context for evolving from a business downtown, a business and tourism downtown, to more of a living downtown, a neighborhood.
It's really broken down into three major themes, the first one being the economy. So how to develop more types of housing, particularly apartment units downtown, job stimulation, particularly by partnering with the University of Nevada, Reno, to create jobs and additionally housing in that way. And then also just improving blighted neighborhoods. The second is the environment. So finding ways to better connect the streets and the districts downtown, bike lanes, pedestrian walkways, that sort of thing, as well as utilizing the Truckee River a little bit more. And then the third one is experience. So really making sure that the streets are clean, promoting arts, culture, and tourism, and just keeping eyes on the street. And one of the main recommendations of that was a downtown management organization to sort of help oversee all that.
What is a downtown management organization? How would that work?
So it's essentially a private sector-led organization that would hire brand ambassadors and caseworkers to monitor the streets downtown and help anyone who may be in trouble or in need of services. The plan recommends a public-private partnership to use some city funds and some downtown business investment to pay for those folks to walk the streets and kind of keep an eye on things while cleaning up litter and that sort of thing.
And the council passed this plan unanimously, but are there any concerns or issues?
The biggest concern has to do with the homeless population downtown and some other folks who may be in need of services. So during public comment, a few different people spoke out that they were concerned about homeless people being ignored or getting shoved aside. And one person even spoke out against the plan, saying this could gentrify downtown. On the council itself, Councilmember Paul McKenzie was the most critical of the plan, saying that people are too focused on the downtown management organization part and aren't thinking through the need for more services. He essentially said that if we don't invest in more services, nothing's going to change downtown, even with this plan.
When it comes time and budget, when the city manager brings forward a commitment to this downtown management organization and we don't have the rest of that there, I won't support additional funding for this.
And Noah, what are the next steps? What can we see coming up?
Well, it really comes down to budget. The fiscal year starts in July, so the city manager is going to have to put together a budget that looks at all of this strategic thinking. Council made it pretty clear that the city will not be paying for all of the work with taxpayer money. They expect investment from businesses and organizations to help provide capital funding or other support. So St. Mary's Hospital, for example, announced the addition of a new psych ward with more than 20 beds to help those who may be in need of mental health services. So it's really going to be kind of a community effort that will ultimately start to take shape during budget talks.
Noah Glick, thanks for your insights on Reno's Downtown Action Plan.
Thank you very much.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.